Now, a huge part of the work of Charles Darwin becomes available on the internet today. Eventually, all his work's going to be there. Cambridge University is making available many notebooks, manuscripts, diaries that haven't been published before. There are going to be more than 50,000 pages that you can search on the net initially. And as I say, it's going to build up. Randall Keynes is Darwin's great-grandson, and he hopes that the website might have the effect of bringing back one of Darwin's most important notebooks, which was stolen in the 1980s.
The notebook in question, which is the one that he had in his pocket as he was walking round the Galapagos when he visited the Galapagos on the voyage of the Beagle, it's of huge importance for the history of science. We very much hope that now that it is known to have been stolen and the pictures of it on the website can be seen by everyone and the text can be read, when it next surfaces, someone will get in touch with English Heritage, who are the owners, and enable them to recover it, bring it back to Down House, Darwin's home, where it should be.
Randall Keynes, the great-great-grandson of Charles Darwin. We're joined by Dr. John Van Wy, who's founder and director of Darwin Online at Cambridge University. Dr. Van Wy, good morning.
Morning.
I suppose that would be the icing on the cake if you got the Galapagos diaries back, but it's important to say that people can see them, images of the text, online from today.
That's right. Not only the Galapagos notebook, but many of his other important early evolutionary notebooks are available online for the first time.
What do you hope that this is going to achieve? I know that it's going to be 2 or 3 years before everything is online, but eventually the whole corpus will be there, won't it?
Well, from today, his entire published works are available. So that means every book and every article, every little scrap he wrote to the Gardener's Chronicle is available from today. But I'm hoping that by making all of Darwin's works available, free, online, that the many misconceptions and myths about Darwin might perhaps be a little bit dispelled. Because rather than going...
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but what is the main myth, the most important myth, you think, that there is about Darwin?
That would be difficult to identify. There are so many. I think the problem is that too many people have heard about Darwin from what others say about him. But now it's no longer necessary to do that. Everything Darwin wrote is available for everyone for free. There's nothing between people and the man himself. They can just go and see what he wrote.
And of course a lot of it is very accessible, isn't it? I mean, you don't have to be a scientist.
Yes, that's the difference between Darwin and many other famous scientists from history. Darwin didn't write in Latin, and you don't need impossible mathematics to understand it. He wrote in pretty much plain English.
So it's something for the general reader, as well as for, someone who's got a particular interest in a particular trip or a particular piece of analysis.
Yes, we're hoping that both specialists and the general reader will find many things of interest on the site. There's nothing like it has ever been published before.
And at what point will everything be there? When will you have it all out for everyone to see?
It's difficult to say when we'll have absolutely everything there. Work is underway to scan all of his manuscripts from microfilms that were done earlier. Once those are available in the next couple of years, that's pretty much all of his writings. Apart from his correspondence, of course, which is being undertaken by another university project here in Cambridge.
And a huge archive.
Oh, it is a massive archive. But the website does provide the most complete catalogue of his manuscripts ever assembled, in addition to the most complete bibliography of his works ever assembled.
Well, Sarah's got the website up. I mean, she's been fiddling with it as we were talking, actually. What do you make of it?
Well, it says the document's been accessed it's nearly 12,000 times since 9th of October, so, I mean, you talk about making it accessible. It certainly appears to be.
That's since last night, is it?
Give us the website address.
That's astonishing. Darwin-online.org.uk.
There we are. Dr. John Van Wy, founder and director of Darwin Online. Thanks a lot.